Song number 9.
Oh, worship the King, all glorious above, and gratefully sing His wonderful love. Our shield and defender, the Ancient of Days, pavilioned in splendor and girded with praise. Oh, tell of His might and sing of His grace, whose robe is the light, whose cannot be spaced. His chariots of wrath, a deep thunder clouds form, and dark is His wrath on the wings of the storm.
Okay, song number 153.
For Christ and the Church, let our voices ring, let us honor the name of our own blessed King. Let us work with a will in the strength of you, and loyally stand for the kingdom of truth.
For Christ.
Christ and the church willing offerings, make time and talents and gold for the dear Master's sake. We will render the best we can bring to Him. The Lord's growth of love that will never grow dim. For
okay, song number 483. Song number 483.
Will your anchor trip?
Okay, this time Daryl will have devotions.
Greet each one in Jesus' name. I'm glad for all that came out. This evening I'd like to read from Psalms 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are open. And the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Here we have the psalmist David. He says, I will bless the Lord at all times. No matter what his circumstances were, and it can be for us as well, no matter what our circumstances are, what we're facing, we can bless the Lord and praise him for all the good that he has done in our lives. And we can have the same hope that the psalmist David had. And then in verse 2, he says, it's verse 3. It talks about magnifying the Lord. First of all, there in verse 2, kind of skipped over that in my notes. It says, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. We have much to boast in the Lord for. And this evening we want to magnify him, glorify him, extol his name. And not just this evening, but the coming days as he grants us the days to live. And in this psalm, I won't necessarily go verse by verse, but he lists a number of things to praise the Lord for. And one is for answered prayer, and praise him for his ear that is open and attentive to our cry. And to praise him for his presence in times of fear, and also praising him for his deliverance, for his goodness, and that his eyes are open. His own are never out of his eyesight. He always sees us, he knows our needs, and he cares about each one of us. And then also his nearness to to the broken in heart, the contrite spirit, and those who come to him in humility and in, with a penitent heart, his redemption is for them, for us, as we trust in him. And we will not be desolate as we place our trust in him. I would like to have us sing some of these verses here, verses 1 through 4, and then verses 7 and 8. I will bless the Lord at all times. And I believe on verse 7 and 8, we repeat that, sing it through, and then repeat it again on both verses. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in thee, Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Okay, let's bow our heads for prayer. Dear Father, we just thank you for this evening that we can gather here and praise your name. Just pray your name would be lifted up, and that we would glorify you this evening and in the coming days, that our lives would bring glory and praise to you. We just ask this all in your name. Amen.
Okay, do one of you have a selection from either hymnal? Okay. Christian hymnal 25. This is song number 25.
My strong and mighty tower, I have.
Okay, at this time the children can come forward and stand up front here, and Laurel will lead you in some songs.
Okay, thank you, children, and Laurel, for sharing those songs. Let's turn in our Christian hymnal to song number 3. And then after this song, there will be a song group by Nathan Yoder. Song number 3. All praise to Him who reigns above in majesty supreme, who gave His Son for man to die, that He might man redeem. Blessed be the name, blessed be the Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. His name above all names shall stand, exalted more and more.
We have two songs to share tonight. I was thinking of, well, one of the themes that's kind of popped out to me already this evening is the theme of God's protection during troubled times. And one of the songs that William led, Will Your Anchor Hold, has this phrase in it: though the tempest rage and the wild winds blow, not an angry wave shall your bark o'erflow. And it's referring, by bark, it's referring to a ship or small boat. And I thought that was a beautiful picture of God's protection over us. And then Daryl and his devotions had, we sang that psalm about God's watching over us and protecting us. And tonight our group, we're going to begin by singing another psalm that was set to music, Psalm 121. I will lift up mine eyes to the hills, from whence cometh my help. And it's another psalm that speaks of God's watch and care and protection over us. And then we'll follow that with We Will Glorify.
Thank you.
Thank you all for sharing those songs with us. They're very beautiful. Okay, does someone have another selection? 94. Okay. 94 in the Christian hymnal. Song number 94. And after this song, Adriana will have a group.
Songs tonight. The first one is His Footfall, but the words are written by Amy Carmichael, and the second one is Silent Night. Christmas and Thanksgiving are just around the corner, and I'm so thankful for Christmas and what it means to us as Christians. Also, I count it a privilege to be able to sing with all the girls in my grade tonight. Friends are a gift, and I'm so thankful for all the ones God has given me.
Among the stars on any moonless night.
Appreciated that group. It was very beautiful. Thank you. Let's, in our Christian hymnal, turn to song number 572. 572. And I guess on the last verse, the chorus could come up. When my life's work is ended and I cross the swelling tide, when the bright and glorious morning I shall see, I shall know my Redeemer when I reach the other side.
Great to be here. We've got just a few familiar songs to sing. We also have one Christmas song to sing. I hope you won't associate us with Walmart or something like that this early in the season, but it's a song that I actually enjoy singing year round. But third song is a song about Jesus finding us, calling us, and choosing us, and us being willing to actually lay down what we're doing and follow him. And we'll see how much time we have.
God is so good. First verse, God is so good, and he answers prayer, and he's coming soon. You should put the Alleluia's in the next class.
God is so
so good. He's coming soon. He's coming soon. He's coming soon. He's so good to me.
Far, far away on Judea's plains, and lady music. Psalm 1, 2, and 4. Verses we're more familiar with.
Looking neither for wealthy nor Glory, glory.